My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday. It's a different kind of Saturday because it's a holiday Saturday. Although in today's world, because there's still a lot of people that don't go to the office yet say that they are working. If they're working and they're not going to the office, that's fine. But if they're not working and saying they're working and not going to the office, that's a little disingenuous. However, this is a holiday weekend, but it started on Thursday because people take off on Thursday. They're already headed out of Dodge or whatever city they're, or whatever the place they're leaving. I'm sure there's still a whole bunch of people out there that are either are leaving on Saturday, leaving today, got a car full of kids, which I don't know how much. I mean, I remember it. I don't know how much fun that is for people to have a bunch of kids screaming in the car while you're taking a 2-hour drive. Although I think the traffic is different now than it would be on a summer Saturday because most of the people are wherever they're going have gotten there. So, but we'll talk about that. There's a lot of things to talk about. We got to address last night. The Phillies don't lose many games and have not lost many games this year, but they lost last night. But it accentuates a couple of things. And it's pathetic that I have to clarify that I understand and know and realize that the Phillies are a very good baseball team. We all know that. I know that. But it's never perfect. And what is the issue? I mean, that's what it comes down to. What is the issue? And I see a weak link last night. And the weak link last night was the bullpen. And the bullpen is not... That's a weak link. I'm not an Alvarado fan. I mean, he's okay. He's clearly above average. But is he the closer that you want to count on when it comes down to it in big games? Do you have enough confidence in him when you get, and they're going to get to the playoffs. I mean, it's ridiculous to say that, to think anything else. Are you confident in Alvarado? That's a weak link. And I know Harper got tossed in the first inning, probably a little overreaction by the umpire, but he must have said something. I assume he said something, but umpire's got to have a little more patience and just kind of walk away and not listen to him, even though he was angry at a call. That's why he has three strikes. Umpire, and this year, there's so many umpires that make mistakes on balls and strikes. It's probably not easy, but if it's close, you can't get crazy. Like, Angel Hernandez is the most awful umpire I have ever seen in the history of the game of baseball. The most awful. He's the worst. But he wasn't one of the crew last night, and he wasn't behind home plate. So every once in a while, you can't just, because you swung at a bad pitch to strike out, you can't go back and complain. Now, he should not have been thrown out, obviously, not especially in the first inning. You got to be kidding me. So I understand that. But it also points out the Phillies scored two runs last night against Colorado. Colorado stinks. They scored two runs against Colorado. And again, I always have to tell people, I think the Phillies are a very, very good team. I know they're a very, very good team. But the two runs were scored on two home runs. In the 10th inning, it was the 10th inning, they had the bases loaded with one out and couldn't score. Schwarber struck out. It was a called strike, but it doesn't matter. He still struck out. You got to drive that run in. And if it's close, with two strikes, you got to swing. So those are the kind of things. You got to score runs with men on third and less than two outs. And the Phillies do hit a lot of home runs. I get it. But that's going to change in the playoffs. So we can talk about that. The other thing, there's a few things, obviously, to talk about. And we'll talk about your holiday weekend. We'll get into that. The top 11 or top 10 or whatever the hell you want to call it this week, there's been some ridiculous, outrageous, asinine, stupid top 10s or top 11s, just entries into that top 10 or top 11. The worst, and we'll get to that, but we'll talk about the top 11. And people starting to realize that my number one really should be the number one. You know, to put Harper number one, Harper's not even the best player on the Phillies. I mean, right now, he's the best player, but he's not playing the best on the Phillies. Alec Boehm is the best player on the Phillies right now. He's more in terms of consistency. I would take Alec Boehm over Bryce Harper as the best right now on the Phillies. Alec Boehm has had a very, very, very consistent year. But, you know, to have Harper number one is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Terrific player, but he's not number one in the city. No, let's relax. So we'll, but the entry, some of the entries, some of the people in the top 10, and I'll let you discuss it, but there's some ideas that I have on the top 10 or top 11 or whatever the hell you want to call it. Top 10 in the midday, top 11 in the afternoon show. It's just whatever. The Eagles they're having the OTAs, which is a voluntary camp. You know, they call it something different all the time. The mandatory camp is 3 days the first week of June. So it's not... It's June, I think, 4, 5, and 6. And then after that, they're off for like 5 or 6 weeks until regular camp starts. But they gave the media the blessing. They allowed the media to come out and watch practice on Wednesday. And it was practice. I mean, let's be honest. You know, to do charts and to do who's great and who's not. I mean, you can see athleticism, and I did see that. But when you're in the NFL, you usually have some pretty good forms of athleticism. But you can see a lot of that, and that was something we saw on Wednesday. But one thing just got out of control. There's a certain period in which you're allowed to shoot video and use it. It's a short time at the beginning of practice. One of the pieces of video, and I got to admit, it was by accident that they ran the play, that play, when I shot the video. I always like to shoot the quarterbacks because there's a couple of new entries at quarterbacks this year in Kenny Pickett and Will Greer. Obviously, you have Hurts and you have Tanner McKee. Tanner McKee's actually, I think he's better. On this team, he eventually, I think, will be the backup quarterback. He's shown some flashes of being a good quarterback, but whatever. We're not going to get into all that. But one piece of video I shot is Jalen running around the left side. And everybody got all excited. Oh, look at the jump and the speed. And it's practice. Hey, listen, he's healthy. We know he's healthy. That's no excuse for last year. We know he's healthy. And we know there's going to be some things that he does with his legs because he should. But I still think you win at quarterback in most part with a quarterback passing from the pocket. In most part, that's what it is. All right? But you want to get excited about that. Obviously, I posted it on social media. And, look at how spry he is. Okay, great. It's okay. It's okay. You saw Jalen Hurts run, which you've seen him run before. So we can talk about that. What do you your thoughts on what the Eagles really have to do this year to be a football team that they were the previous year? What do they have to do this year? Okay, so we'll talk about that. And the holiday weekend. Apparently, my son said something that he remembers. I'm glad he remembers it because I don't remember it that well. But that I took him to the family to the Playboy Hotel in Atlantic City. Now, it wasn't like the Playboy Mansion, but for the holiday weekend. So... I'm glad he remembers when he was like 10 years old.
Hugh Hefner wasn't walking around?
No. There was a lot of topless women walking around, but other than that, no, there was not.
You no issue with the kids seeing that?
No, it's just, no, there were not. I'm being sarcastic. That was not. It was in name only. And I guess Playboy had some hotel property just because of the name, because it was big back then. The name Playboy was big back then. But it was the name only. Hugh Hefner, no Playboy bunnies, none of that stuff. I mean, come on now. So that's what he remembers. But your memories and what are some of the best things you've done on a holiday weekend? I'll tell you some of the worst things that you probably experienced is the traffic in a holiday area. I'm trying to think of the most, I saw it yesterday on the news, the most popular place on Memorial Day weekend. I think New York City was third. I don't know. I mean, New York City on a holiday weekend, I mean, you can go to New York City. It's the same thing any weekend. Las Vegas was two. I forget what number one was. It had to be, it was at Disney World. It was Disney World. Can you imagine going? I mean, because the kids are off. There's still school, so the kids are off. So you go to Disney World. Imagine how crowded it is down there this weekend. Wait 5 hours to get on a ride that lasts 2.5 minutes. But everybody does it. It is what you do. But your best and your thoughts and your thoughts, both good and bad, of holiday weekends. All right, and to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, kind of based on some of the nonsense that was rolled out this week, some of the worst opinions, and they love to call them takes now. I don't like that phrase, worst takes. You know, it's your opinion. It's your opinion, and I'm going to stick with that. That in the top 10 or top 11 this year, this week, that people were talking about, some of the worst takes. I know it's kind of open, and it'll be kind of interesting to come up with a winner. But to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, and I know with playoffs going on at both hockey. By the way, the hockey playoffs are so much better than the NBA. Last night's NBA game was obviously great. But when teams come back from big, that's what happens in the NBA. Teams come back from big leagues, and it's like, how did that happen? And Dallas won again. Minnesota's good, and they're going to be good in the future. But maybe they're just not ready yet. But if you don't tell me, and I think Jokic being the MVP is a good choice, but my MVP, and I said it before these playoffs at the end of the season, I thought Luka Doncic was the MVP. And with games like he's played in the playoffs, it shows you why he's the MVP. Who would you rather have on your team in the playoffs? I mean, think about that. Who would you rather have on your team? And there's a lot of players before you take anybody from the Sixers. You can whine and cry and say, you just don't like the Sixers. No. Would you rather have Luka Doncic, or anybody on the Sixers in the playoffs? Really? I mean that he knew what he was going to do to win that game last night. And he did it against the defensive player of the year. He knew it, and he not only hit a shot, he hit a three-point shot against Rudy Gobert. You got to be kidding me. By the way, those games that you might be watching at McGurk's are just going there for the good food. They're in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville, with another on the way shortly in our area. And they have places in outside of our area, close, but outside of our area. But that's McGurk's. The $100 gift certificate is to McGurk's. One of the worst opinions of players being in the top 10 or 11 or whatever you want to call it that were mentioned this week on WIP. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. And by the way, I met some really nice people at the Eagles Autism Challenge. I walked this year. They've talked me out of riding a bike. And actually, it's better to walk because you get to talk and meet so many people that you've never met before. I mean, just regular folks who are participating, and we're all regular folks. And it was nice meeting a lot of people. And so it was a nice event. A little rain here and there, but it wasn't bad. And it was great that everybody raised a lot of money. And the people participating raised money. I feel honored to be second behind Jason Kelce in the fundraising, because you're never going to beat Jason Kelce because he's got the event, which is coming up in June in Sea Isle at Ocean Drive. All right. And then some of the people from Ocean Drive were working the event, which I happened to meet too, which was really nice. All right, so you got the numbers, 215-592-9494. Let's take a couple of calls. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Humble Howard, how you doing today, my man?
It's King PhD. No, I'm kidding.
That's why I call you Humble Howard.
I still feel honored that I got a doctorate. You know, people are going to give me a hard time about it. I got some things that are coming out that I'm going to raise money for charity using my new title. But we'll talk about that at a future date.
Yeah, you were talking about kids on a holiday weekend in a car. You know, I'm sure your son was crying and moaning. If you put him in the car this weekend, he'd still be screaming and complaining. So no difference, because he's older.
Yeah, right. And no different when he's older than when he was a kid, right?
And he didn't have a good week with John Johnson. Did you hear John Johnson called your son out about his dress code at the golf outing a week or so ago?
No.
Oh, yeah. 5 a.m. in the morning, Johnson's saying that your son showed up at Ramblewood with a hairdo like Albert Einstein and a V-neck white undershirt to a golf club for a show.
Well, yeah, that's bad, but he doesn't understand, because he doesn't play golf. So he doesn't understand etiquette. And you know what, in today's world, and he wasn't playing. You couldn't play in that kind of attire, but he probably shouldn't have showed up in that kind of attire. But
no, I'm just saying, Johnson called him out, and then your son took umbrage to that. He's laid back into Johnson. It was hysterical. Hey, Harper getting thrown out, he thinks he's a prima donna. He's a very good player. He does all of the right PR things for the Phillies, the fanatic stuff. But he thinks he's privileged, I think, with calls. And, you know, he probably said something to the umpire that got him tossed that early.
Yeah, I don't know what was said. And I didn't hear the comments from him after the game. I would assume he didn't speak last night after the game because he got thrown out.
Right. You're not, I don't think you're allowed to.
No, sure you are. You're certainly allowed to. To speak to the media? Sure, you're allowed to. Okay. But again, it was late, so if it wasn't on Twitter, it wouldn't be in the newspapers because the newspapers got to go to print earlier.
Yeah.
But reality, he had to say something, you're right. But he shouldn't have been thrown out that early in a game.
No, not in the first inning. But
I get that, but you're right. There's too many times he thinks that he's got to get the benefit of the call. All the time. And you're not going to get – he's going to get the benefit of the call sometimes, but he's not going to get it all the time.
I mean, it's not like he's Michael Jordan. He's not the best in the sport. He's not even in one of the – I mean, Michael Jordan was the best hands down. Harper is not one of the best hands down.
No, he's
a good ball
player.
He's a
terrific player. But, yeah, he you can't – hey, listen, it wasn't strike three. So, but he swung at a bad – out of the strike zone pitch on strike three. Obviously, he was angry. You
got to
maintain your cool. You know, that's...
And the basketball, the Sixers, you're right. Those two guys you mentioned, Luka and the Joker, they're both better than our guy in the playoffs. Now,
there's no question. They're both better than him. I don't care how many points Embiid scores. You know, what do those players do to make the other players on their team better?
And not much. Clear he doesn't do that much.
No.
And I'm going to tell you something, and I know your son's a big basketball guy and a big Embiid guy. They're never going to win a title with Embiid.
I've been saying that for years. They're never going to win a title with Embiid.
You cannot play four rounds at that level to get him to a win for the champ. It's not going to happen.
Nope. And it's amazing. You know, Indiana might be better than the Sixers next year. You know, Halliburton is probably not going to play today. And the Sixers could have had Halliburton, but the Daryl Morey was out smarter than everybody else getting hard.
I'm glad you brought him up. You know, the president of the baseball operations for the Phillies is making the president of the basketball operations for the Sixers look like an amateur.
Yeah, right. Amateur. Why do you give him a child? How about a child?
I mean, the Phillies, president of baseball operations, he's done a great job. Look at the lineup.
Well, Dave Dombrowski is a baseball guy. Daryl Morey is not a basketball guy.
He had the most wins in the last 10 years?
Yeah, but
none of them were a title, Daryl.
No. Well, he won 5 G Leagues. All right, give me the worst, if you have a response to this, the worst take, the worst opinion, whatever you want to call it, of a entry into the top 10 or top 11 this week.
Well, I have to go back to Bryce Harper getting tossed in the first inning. That was terrible on his behalf.
No. The worst player into the entry. So you're going to see Harper should be in the top 11. That's the question. The question is the worst opinion of a player in the top 10 or top 11. So I mean, you probably don't. There was a lot of them this week on top that shouldn't.
Yeah,
be
I didn't
in,
hear all of them.
Okay, that shouldn't be in the top 10 or top 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all right. You're not. That's all right. I mean, it's no harm, no foul.
Okay,
no problem. Have a great holiday weekend. All right, let's go. Let's go to nobody because we're going to take care of some business here. I'll give you the numbers again, 215-592-9494. The time is 8:22.
Shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my lady,
it's a summer. The weather should be great. know, under the boardwalk, when you think about that,
under the boardwalk,
when I was, when we were kids, or some of us were kids, or don't do it anymore, used to go under the boardwalk because people used to drop change by accident, not on purpose, through the cracks in the boardwalk. So you used to go under the boardwalk to try to find coins, try to find change down there, money. It was money for us kids, finding a quarter, finding a nickel, or finding a dime, because they drop it, you know, paying for something when they would buy, whether it was ice cream or food on the boardwalk, and they would drop the, by accident, drop the coins through the boardwalk. So I remember when I was a kid, used to find some. Nobody does that anymore. No coins. They might have closed up the cracks there. Who knows, whatever. But I just remember under the boardwalk was interesting. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Joe. You're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, King. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
So before I get into the top 11, first thing, last night I blame JT, not Alvarado, Howard. No one shakes JT off, and to call a fastball when the first pitch to a guy who's trying to tie the game is just wrong to do. He's looking for one pitch. You throw a slider, you throw that down an end pitch, but you don't call for a fastball in the first pitch to a guy's looking to tie the game. JT knows better than that. And
all right, so let me ask you this question. Let me ask you.
Yes.
We both know, everybody knows, the Phillies are a very good baseball team. We get it. Does it worry you that there's a weak link at the end of that bullpen?
Yeah, I think the weak link is that there's not enough confidence in the closers out there to shake off JT. JT's not perfect, and no one ever shakes him off. I think JT needs to install some confidence in those guys to, hey, if you don't want this pitch, shake me off. He puts down a sign, those pitchers just give him what he wants, and he's not perfect. So I think sometimes the bullpen gets a little bit too much hit on. JT's got to know better with pitch selections and things like that.
But the pitchers have to be better, too. If you're going to throw a fastball, 100%. It's got to be a better pitch.
Where he put the glove at, middle in, and that's where he wanted. That's where the guy was looking for it. So I do think you do definitely need a right-hander out of the bullpen besides Hoffman that's dominant, because it should have been Sir Anthony, but ever since his injury, his mechanics are not the same. It's never going to be him again until he figures that out.
I don't know that he's ever going to be the pitcher that they thought.
No, the mechanics are not what they used to be. Yeah. This top 11. Now, for me, I go over your body of work, I go over skill set, and I go over who do I trust the most in the clutch. Harper's definitely top five with all of them. I agree with you. Lane Johnson's definitely top three. You have number one. I have number two at semantics. But the one player that I think the city has completely taken for granted, completely, we don't win a Super Bowl in 2017 without him. He is the most clutch player in Philadelphia. I don't care if he's a kicker or not. I don't want anybody on a field or a court or a ball field with a game on the line over the last 7 years in this city than Jake Elliott. That doesn't miss. He's hit so many clutch kicks.
So
he hasn't missed anything in the fourth quarter. I think, believe it or not, I think he's missed one kick in the fourth quarter in the last four or five seasons. Some remarkable.
You know, you're probably right. Jake Elliott, what a great, and they got him off the, I think, the practice squad of Cincinnati at one time. I think that's how they got him.
I think he's 16 for 17 in the fourth quarter, I believe, in the last four or five since the Super Bowl run.
Okay,
and
so you're looking
deadly
at it differently. Okay, and that's to discuss the top 11, top 10 or top 11. But, okay, so who would you put him over?
Oh, Trey Turner. What a heartbeat.
Yeah, Trey Turner should not even be in that top 10 or a top 11.
No, 100%. I think, believe it or not, I love Devontae Smith. Hasn't done anything clutch in a huge game.
You know what? That's
I put Jake Elliott over Devontae Smith as well, Howard, as of right now.
I don't know that I put him over Smith, but Turner, it's ridiculous to even have Turner in there. It's the most ridiculous, foolish
thing. Is there a reason we don't give Jake enough love? Is that because he's a kicker? I mean,
Because he's a kicker.
But when the game's on the line so many times and you need that guy to come through, we've never had a Monday or a Tuesday calling into the radio station saying Jake Elliott blew the game. Ever.
No, and there's problems with kickers all over the league.
And he gets so many touchbacks, too. I mean, 70% of his kicks are touchbacks.
Yeah, that's kind of
a great job, man. Does
wait
a minute.
Guys
job.
Can kick the ball 70 yards. We're not going to get touchbacks this year. It's going to be interesting. Those new rules, and when we get into camp and play games, I'm going to tell you some of the things to keep an eye out for with the new rules. There will not be touchbacks because then the team only gets it out to the 20. You know, these new rules, it's hard to explain right now. Everything's going on, but they're kicking it from the 40. So,
and last thing on my take, I don't have anything on somebody else's take, but Joel Embiid's not top three. His basketball IQ is never going to be there. Harden had the IQ, but didn't have the body or the want to be here or the skill set.
His approach to the game.
His IQ is horrible.
His approach to the game is never going to be good. He's
nope.
a three. He's 7 foot two, and he loves to shoot threes. He's not a great rebounder. He gets rebounds because he's so big. He's certainly not a good passer.
He's not a combo guard. He tries to play a combo guard. That's
because of his height, but. His footwork is not Rudy Gobert. He's not, and Rudy.
So
Gobert.
Let me ask you this then, Howard: would you rather have Cat Towns in the playoffs or Embiid in the playoffs? Because I would actually take Towns.
You know, it's some idiot, and I won't say who it is, who does work on WIP, said, "Would you take Towns and two number ones for Embiid?"
And they would never do that in Minnesota. They're going to laugh at you.
Well, I looked at him. I said, you're kidding me, aren't you? You're kidding me. Minnesota wouldn't even do that.
No, he guards the middle so well. And he can shoot the three, and he plays within the game. He doesn't try to do...
It's ridiculous. It's
always appreciate you, Howard. You're always on top of the ball, but... Remember, the bullpen with the Phillies, you got to give JT a little bit of the blame for his – no
okay.
one shakes
I'll,
him
I'll
off, and I think he's the problem a little bit too.
I'll think about that, but
can't call a fastball first
make
pitch,
a pitch.
A guy trying to tie a game. You just can't do it.
Pitcher's got
to
make a better pitch too. So, all right.
Middle in, that's where he wanted it.
Yeah, well then it wasn't good enough. All right.
Nope.
Hey, have
a good day, Howard. Have a
weekend
again. Weekend.
All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, Howard, I agree with you that back end of our bullpen could be an issue coming up in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, are you concerned about the back end of the bullpen? And that doesn't take away from the fact that Phillies their starting pitching is really, really, really good. But again, last night, there's a man on third with less than two outs in the 10th inning, and you can't get him in. Come on. That stuff can't happen. They only scored two runs. Only on two solo home runs. You can't do that against Colorado. You got to be better than that. And again, it's only one game. I get it. It's only one game.
No, it's definitely only one game. But if you have to point to a weakness, it's going to be that you don't have a defined closer, or at least somebody that you can count on going out there, you know, in the ninth inning and shutting things down. I mean, you know, Alvarado is definitely, you know, a very good pitcher. I don't know that he is that guy for us. And yeah, you know, the fact that. Everybody, listen, the Phillies are a very, very, very good team. I mean, everybody plays the same schedule in the major league. So, you know, for those that say, look who they played. Well, everybody's going to have to play that schedule. It's just a matter of whether you beat them or not. And they're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. So,
yeah, I've never, and people take this the wrong way. It's a clear opinion. I've never seen the National League as bad. On a whole, so many bad, bad baseball teams on a whole as I have this year. It's embarrassing, actually. I mean, you don't have to have a lot of great teams, but there's only three good teams in the National, three really good teams. In no special order, the Dodgers, the Phillies, and the Braves. No special order, those three teams. Outside of that, Milwaukee's okay. Cincinnati, maybe not on the level of Milwaukee, but they're okay. But outside of that, St. Louis is bad. Just look down the whole list. The Mets are bad. That Miami's not even a good team anymore. And Washington's bad. Then you have San Francisco is as bad as I've seen them in years. They're terrible. They're terrible. It's just like what happens? What happened to baseball? There's got to be some more better quality teams. So, but yeah, they're beating them, and they're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. There's no question. No question.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I agree with you. There hasn't been, at least that I can remember, such a disparity between your couple top teams and everybody else in the league. So I do agree with you there. My other question to you, Howard, is I know there's only one open OTA. I know there was no practice. Is there anybody that kind of stood out to you?
Well, just because they made good catches. I never can pronounce his name. Nagata, he's tall, he's athletic, and he can catch. Campbell, the receiver, made a really good catch. Again, you're just looking at one play. Now, you know you're not going to get hit. It's in the middle of the field. But do they stand out? They're athletic. You know, we know that the first two draft picks are very athletic. And, you know, we know they're going to be good, and we'll see how they adapt to the NFL in the first year. You know, they're going to adapt it eventually. I think they're going to be, you know, home runs with as far as players in the NFL. But just remember, it's practice. It's practice. Nobody gets hit. You're in shorts, no pads. It's practice. But the athleticism stands out. That's what stands out, because you see a lot of athletic players.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate you taking the time, Howard. My biggest thing with the top 10 is, you know, really the fact that your son has Embiid ranked number one. I mean,
he has him ranked number one. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so I think
that is the most ridiculous, foolish, asinine, stupid opinion that I've heard. So far.
He should be in the top seven, top three.
He's
no
in the
way.
Top, yeah.
I mean, but the top, absolutely not. This guy has proven that. You know, anyway, I'm not going to get into it, Howard. You know, and we're beating that horse. But
hey,
yeah,
John, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Take care. All right, when we come back, there's a birthday today from a former head coach who was probably one of the more good coach too. Outspoken head coaches, and we're going to wish him a happy birthday, and we're going to relive some of his moments. We're going to do that when we come back. I'm Howard Eskin, 215-592-9494. Time now, 8:40. Driving down to wherever, Short Points, taking a few days, and you're driving with the kids, and they're noisy and a pain in the rear end. I understand. But if the kids are quiet and good, that's good too. That is good too. All right, let's head back to the phones. Let's go to Neil. Neil, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm terrific. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm following up. I had spoken to you about 2 months ago. If you recall, I had said that I was driving home from work on a Friday afternoon, heard you interviewed on a 560 AM WFIL.
Oh, you mean an old video or is it an old tape or whatever?
No. You were interviewed recently by Tim DeMoss on his podcast, and I sent you the interview on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I think that was from a while ago, but whatever. Okay, yeah, I do remember you telling me about that.
Okay, I was able to find it. It was on their website, but I sent it to you. You had asked me to send it to you about 6 weeks ago. So,
okay.
I wanted to also just kind of piggyback off of it's not even a concern, but if there's one area at the trade deadline where Dave Dombrowski can help them. The Astros have a surplus of relievers.
Right.
Hader, obviously, is their closer. But Ryan Presley was a closer for them on their World Series teams and has been struggling with them. We need a right-handed reliever to complement Hoffman. Sir Anthony has been lost the last, I don't know, year. So...
Yes,
I would say a right-handed bat and a right-handed reliever, and that kind of covers up their holes, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah, I think the Phillies, baseball is such a long, long season. There's going to be trades. The Braves are going to make trades. The Phillies are going to make trades. Those teams that still need a little piece are going to make trades. Yeah, sometimes you take a chance on somebody, but and the one that worked for him really well was Brad Lidge, Brad Lidge wasn't even a closer when they got him. And he helped them obviously win a World Series. So I don't know if you can get that lucky again, but mm-hmm. there'll be somebody out there. But they've got to find. I'm not comfortable with Alvarado. Hoffman's done a nice job, but is he really a closer in big games? So, they're going to need something. That's what they need. They need help in the bullpen.
Yeah,
the lineup,
I agree.
You're not going to replace people in the lineup. It's going to be what it is, and there are going to be times when they don't score without hitting a home run, and last night was, again, one of those times. But it's going to be fine during the regular season. They're going to win well over 100 games. People laughed at me when I said 107 at the beginning of the year. I knew the league wasn't good. I didn't know it was this bad.
Yeah, I knew the Phillies were good.
But
MLB kind of reminds me of the NBA this year in that, you know, there are so many bad teams in the NBA that are just year after year, Washington, Charlotte. And there are teams in Major League Baseball that just seemingly never get any better. I mean, the Pirates are a little bit better, but, you know, you look, you were talking about the way the National League is tiered, but look mm-hmm. at the American League. I mean, the White Sox and the Tigers, these teams just never get any better. And it reminds me of the NBA that, you know, even if you're a mediocre team in either the NBA or MLB, you should have 20 wins just because of the mediocrity. So I agree with that. And the last thing I'll say, the Phillies can do it by committee in the bullpen throughout the regular season. I think it's imperative when you get to the playoffs that you have to have that one guy you can rely on. And I'm stating the obvious here, but one guy you can rely on to save a game, you know, in the LCS or in the World Series. So,
yeah, you need a really good closer. I mean, that kind of locks it down. Yeah, that kind of locks it down. So mm-hmm. do you have to try to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's? It's kind of a broad question, but not that broad. The worst opinion of an entry or a position in the top 10 or top 11 that was rattled out this week on WIP?
Unfortunately, I only listen to the station on the weekends. I can't.
No
offense to your son, but I can't listen to them. I don't listen during the week, so I apologize.
That's all right. You were honest about it. All right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
Okay. All right. Today is a birthday of a former head coach in the NFL. I knew him when he was a coach with the Philadelphia Stars of the USFL and have stayed in touch with him ever since. And that would be Jim Mora Sr. Today is his 89th birthday, or yesterday or today, but he's 89 years old. Imagine that. And he brought what I thought a breath of fresh air to, now coaches are afraid to say anything. Just say what, you know, just say the standard nonsense and, you know, the coach speak and, you know, what your PR people tell you to say and don't criticize a player and don't do this and don't do that. And, you know, every once in a while you get something substantive out of a post-game news conference today. Every once in a while. It's rare. But back in the day, there were coaches, when they were pissed, they let it out. Jim Mora Sr. We say senior because his son was a coach too. Jim Mora Sr. had some great moments after games. We're going to take care of a couple of them, but let's just start with the first one. Just listen to him. This is refreshing stuff. Go ahead.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked, or the second half. We just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
It's great stuff. He's, you know, do you ever hear a coach say that anymore? No. Well, we got to do it. All you say is, we got to, you know, the coaches have to do a better job. You know, stop at this. He laid it all out. He laid it. You ever hear a coach say, we sucked? But he's had other moments. Dan, do you have the one of the other moments from Jim Mora?
I don't care who you play, whether it's a high school team, a junior college team, a college team, much less an NFL team. When you turn the ball over five times, four interceptions, one for a touchdown, three others in field position to set up touchdowns, you ain't gonna beat anybody I just talked about. Anybody. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
He's the best. I'm telling you, he was. Where are those coaches today? Herm Edwards was one. Dick Vermeil was. Dick Vermeil had some moments too. Where? What happened to the honesty? What the coach really feels after they get their rear ends kicked in a game? Where is the real honesty anymore?
Dennis Green, the Bears are who we thought they were.
Yeah, right. Dennis Green was a good one too. But where are those guys? Where are those guys? These guys today just, I can't say that. You don't want to offend the players. Who gives a damn? You're the head coach. I miss those guys. Comments.
Not football. John Tortorella might be the closest thing to it.
John Tortorella is good. He did it this year. He did it this year, and then they won three in a row after that.
Yeah, that guy has no filter.
And he's great, and he says, I know people have criticized me through my career and all that kind of stuff. He was great. John Tortorella was great. You know, I don't care if they know that there's always an expiration date on a coach anyway. When a head coach, it's always an expiration date. So you might move up the date a little bit. And John Tortorella is a very good coach, very good hockey coach. And, you know, he lasts, that's like Peter Laviolette. They're still in the playoffs. Peter Laviolette is a very good coach, but, you know, there's a point where, you know, he wears players out and he moves on. But then he has another team playing really well. I mean, he's done it multiple times. Mike Keenan, for people that remember Mike Keenan way back with the Flyers. But he didn't win with the Flyers, but he won a Stanley Cup with the Rangers. You know, these are the kind of guys. Ken Hitchcock was tough on play, but he won a Stanley Cup. But he had always had an expiration date. But he was honest. Where is the Jim Mora Sr.? Happy birthday, Jim. I'm going to send him a text later this afternoon and tell him I had some fun with him. And he'll remember those moments. But he's a great guy. I thought he was a good coach. And he was honest. He was honest. Come on. I need that. I need more of that in head coaches and managers. I need more of that. We're never going to get it again, unfortunately. These post-game news conferences sometimes are sleep fests. Or a sleep fest, but that's the way they want it to be. But it's all about content. Any quotes. Okay, great. I'll tell you a story. When I was doing the sports at Channel 29, and I think I remember who the coach was, I'll tell you that when we come back. 215-592-9494. All right, we're talking about the Phillies, obviously. Concern you that there looks like there's a weak link at the back of the bullpen. That top 10 or top 11, we'll discuss that. The Eagles are going to be good. It's a matter of how good. And your holiday weekend and your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Fine, great place in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. The worst opinion of a player in the top 10 or 11 or entered in the position of where they've been entered in the top 10 or 11. 215-592-9494. Time is 8:56.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind.
On this holiday weekend,
perfume through the air.
Got some good weather. Boy, it's been hot. I'd rather have it hot than the opposite. Phillies lose last night, 3-2 in 11 innings. Rare that a game goes that long. Well, it went 11 because the Phillies failed to score with a man on third base. Bases loaded, I believe. Man on third base with less than two outs. And called strike three to Schwarber. See, if he wasn't leadoff, somebody else would have been there. But I'm not even going to. We're going to go with that until we go with that. It's never going to change. Not going to change this year unless something drastic happens. You know, isn't it amazing that Phillies have won a lot of games and the $300 million player has been hurt? Trey Turner is just not even been missed, but he's close. It's probably sometime in the next week he might be back. He's going to do some more drills, but whatever. We're talking about the top 10 or top 11, whatever you want to call it. I still say Lane Johnson's number one. It's not even close. This guy is so tough, plays an important position, hasn't allowed a sack, played with two torn groin muscles on each side. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Everything about him, he's a leader. He's turned into a good leader, actually. He's just everything you want him to be. He is so far and above anybody else. It's ridiculous. But people, they get locked in on celebrity status, on, he's, face of this, face what? The Eagles, they have the mandatory camp is June 4th, 5, 4, 5, and 6, I believe are the dates. And we're just strolling through a holiday weekend. And to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, the worst opinion of a player either positionally or in the top 10. All right, let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
How's Vineland, New Jersey, Gary?
It's sunny and not that humid so far.
Okay, good.
How about John McKay for coaches making...
Yeah, that goes back before Jim Moore for the most part. John McKay.
Do you remember the classic line, what do you think about the execution of the defense? He said, I'm for it.
No, I don't remember that, but knowing him, he probably said it. Yeah, he's.
Oh my God, he had some buttes.
Yep. Yeah, well, he had some good. He had some really bad Tampa Bay teams, but he had some good ones too. But I guess that was the bad one.
I think that was the first year. So Bryce Harper, man, come on.
He got thrown out too quickly, but you can't get thrown out. You just, whether the umpire missed it, whether it was out of the strike zone, it was close. The umpire's going to miss calls, but it wasn't the pitch you struck out on. You know, so then he swings at a bad pitch. You got to maintain your cool and at least grind through that at bat, even though there was a mistake by the. Possibly a mistake by the umpire on a strike call. But you can't get thrown out. You can't get thrown out.
And that's why I'm all for the robo ump, because how many times do you see somebody go up?
It's not going to happen next year either. It's not going to happen next year. They still have some issues with it, apparently, from what I've seen this week.
Well,
I don't like the robo ump. See, I don't like the robo umps because there's no personality to it. It's the only thing you can argue with an umpire anymore is a ball and a strike. Because the bases, you can challenge it. So that's the only thing you can argue anymore. You're taking all the analytics, guys carrying cards and looking at plays and where to play this guy and carrying cards in their back pocket.
Cards. You see now that they're wearing they used to call them the cube wristband QB.
Yeah.
They're wearing them now.
Oh, I haven't seen that. But
they've taken, whoever was in town.
You know, a catcher doesn't throw down a sign anymore. It's an electronic device, which gives the player the pitch, the pitcher the pitch. You're taking all the personality out of baseball. It's horrible.
I agree, but my biggest frustration is when it's ball four on a 3-0 count, and they call that strike just because the batter starts to head to first base, and then next thing you know, the guy strikes out.
Well,
it
might be the
guy's
out. Yeah, but the batter's taking that pitch anyway. At 3-0, he's usually taking a pitch anyway. 90% of the time, they're taking a pitch. All right, so who is the worst opinion of a top 10 or 11, whatever you want to call it, this week?
How about your boy Elliot Hot Takes Parks taking a 14-year-old soccer player who's never even played a professional sport for a second?
That's because he's an idiot. He's a stone-cold dope and an idiot.
Clickbait. I think he flipped the coin either to be a politician or a sports guy because his takes, he was saying that they should allow athletes to gamble. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, I know. He said that too.
You don't see the problem.
He didn't say gamble. He said gamble on your sport.
Now,
forget about gambling. They can gamble on other sports. I'm okay with that. I don't like the fact that they can play fantasy football because that's gambling too. But to gamble on your sport is totally pathetic and ridiculous and asinine and stupid and foolish.
Hey, give that dog a treat.
You know what? I'm going to give him two. All right.
Have a good day.
Let's go to another. Here is Mr. Useless Cowboy Jim. What's up?
Good to have you back, King P.H. Dumb. Missed by many, loved by few, right? Hey, listen, when it comes to coaches, listen, there's somebody out there listening. They can't just say bad stuff anymore. They want to get hired somewhere else, so they have to be very careful about what they say.
Yeah, but if they're a good coach, they get hired somewhere else.
I don't know about that. But listen, if you're a good coach, you get hired somewhere else. Well, I'm saying he could, you know, there could be, he doesn't want to badmouth some player. Who knows, that player may someday have to hire somebody. And he's like, no, you badmouthed me while you were.
That player is not going to be around as long as a coach. Because good coaches, if they don't get a head coaching job, they're going to be an assistant before, and then they'll get a head coaching job again.
Okay. Well, anyway, listen, let me get to my subject here. I know you see a problem with the Major League Baseball or even the NBA. Do you think for these rich teams, these good teams, that minor leagues are becoming irrelevant? I mean, they're just picking off players from other teams. Like, look at the Oakland A's. They got, like, two really good players. Someone's going to take them. Some good team, rich team's going to take them.
Yeah, but it's your – you can't win. Let's just look at the teams that have won – one World Series and teams that are good. Oh, I'll just use the Phillies for an example. Without their system, without minor league players, they wouldn't be as good. Remember, they got Bohm as a minor leaguer. Stott is a minor leaguer. They've gotten contributions from Pache and Rojas, obviously, in their system. Granted, they sign players. You have to have a mix of players from your system. The Braves won for all those years because they had great minor league systems. And then Baltimore is a really good team because they have a great minor league system. And they can use those players to trade to get other players. Remember, it's not just having that player play for you, for your team. It's using that player in a trade to get other players. And Baltimore has done that too.
But you got to have a system.
Now, the minor leagues, there's less minor league teams because major league teams, they can't, millions aren't good enough. They got to make billions. So they've cut down on the number of minor league teams that they support financially.
But that's isn't that alarming? Isn't that something to say, like,
there's so many players out there. It's not alarming. It's not good for players.
But are they good players? I mean, are these people?
We don't know the players at Clearwater. What's that?
That was during when the Phillies were bad. I mean, they lucked out with some of these minor league players. I'm just saying they're picking them off, and you have teams like the Oakland A's.
Yeah, but you're locked in on the Oakland A's.
They developed those players.
The Oakland A's are not a bad team. They're not a terrible team. But the thing is, and they had some good teams, but they just couldn't afford them. Now, when they move to Las Vegas, that may all change. And if they still have the same people, scouting and looking at college players or high school players and running their development, their minor league development, And then they have money when they move to Las Vegas. That's going to change, too. So,
but how are they surviving? Are they surviving it on TV revenue? I mean,
the
how
TV
can they,
revenue is unconscionable.
Who in Las Vegas is going to go see these games? I mean, it's just
Wait a minute. Look,
do I go gamble or do I go to a baseball game?
Did you see the hockey team always get sold out? You see the football team get sold out? Who's going to watch the games? The casinos support it, and the visitors, and there are people that live in Las Vegas, the visitors, they always have sellouts. The hockey team has sellouts. The football team has sellouts. Who's going to support it? Somebody support it.
All right. I am focusing on the A's, but the White Sox.
Yeah, your A's take is so ridiculous.
The Marlins. I mean, no one's going to these games. I mean, look at the Marlins. They have to have an all-you-can-eat.
Yeah, but who cares? They had, for years, they really had a good development. They really had good pitchers. And then I don't know why it all of a sudden fell apart.
But you just said.
I don't even know what your point is.
My point is that, like you said, there's only a few great teams. The rest are mediocre to horrible. This is not normal. This is not normal baseball. This is not normal basketball.
I think part of the problem is a lot of athletes choose other sports besides baseball. A lot of athletes are usually two-sport or three-sport athletes when they grow up, and they're choosing other sports because they can get first of all, there's two things. You can get paid when you go to college now, which I think is a disgrace, and then you get to the pros quicker. So there's less and less players. That's why there's more Latin players. There's more Latin players because that's all they have an opportunity to do to develop is play baseball.
So now you're
off base again.
The NFL and the NBA have marketed, and these kids see that they want that. They're not playing baseball. They're not. I'm in Central
Jersey.
Well,
that's what I just said. I don't even know what your point is.
Oh, I'm just trying to agree with you about how there's just. So few.
Well, baseball is bad because there's just.
But what's the end result? What is the end result?
The end result is we're still going to have. It's like the NBA is going to get a record number TV money in a TV contract. Why? Because live sports. Because networks want live sports. Because all these other shows they can watch on demand. The only thing they watch live is sports. That's why they're paying so much money. The NBA. It's a joke. That they're going to get that much money for what, especially during the regular season, is a horrible product. It's terrible. But it doesn't matter. But as long as there's sports, as long as the networks, and they're going to pay a fortune in television dollar to televise these games, it doesn't matter.
It was a very painful week with the lists and everything. It was just, everything was biased. You know, it was ridiculous. I mean, you look at the Cowboys, Rangers, Mavericks, and Stars. You have a better list right there with 10 people right there than anything from Philadelphia.
Okay, are we done?
Don't you agree? And as for my winner, well, I think the Elliott Shore Parks will be the winner. But I think Hugh Douglas not taking a pitcher because they don't play every day is a pretty bad take.
All right,
have a good day, King.
All right, you have a great weekend. Don't work too hard. Not that you ever do anyway. Never works too hard. All right, let's go to, who's that? Mo? No. Oh, Mike. Mike, I'm sorry. Mike, you're on WIP.
Howard, go, Mike. Howard, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Listen, I was calling about the Harper situation last night. You weren't sure if he talked after the game. And I missed the game, but I caught it on the news, and I saw that it was going into extra innings. So I saw the 11th, so I saw the Phillies lose. But I also saw Harper speak in the locker, and he said he slammed his helmet because he swung at a stupid pitch and that he really wasn't that angry. He was trying to have a conversation with the umpire, and he certainly wasn't trying to get thrown out. So he was really surprised.
Well, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
And here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
He slammed the helmet because he struck out. Is a nice excuse. He slammed the helmet because he's pissed at the umpire. I mean,
right.
let's be honest about it. That's why he slammed it. But when you throw equipment, he actually technically, when you throw equipment, and that's what he did.
Right.
It's usually an automatic ejection. But the umpire should, it's the first inning. The umpire should have, you know, kind of given him a pass there. But he slammed the helmet, not because he struck out. He slammed the helmet because of the call by the umpire. Let's be honest.
Sure. Hey, another interesting thing.
Thanks for that info. I didn't see the post-game stuff.
Sure. This other one isn't going to be a trend, but I was looking at today the game for tonight, and it ends up that Harper on May 14th in 2023 also got thrown out of a Colorado game.
You mean last year?
Last year, yeah. It was just, but it's in Colorado. He stormed the dugout. I was looking at some information about tonight's game.
One has nothing to do with the other.
Oh, I know it. I know it doesn't. It was just a coincidence. Okay. I was just.
Hey, Mike, do you have a bad opinion on the top 10 or top 11 player?
I do, even though I think Saquon Barkley is fantastic, and I can't wait to see him play. But since he hasn't played, a friend and I were talking about yesterday, you can't put him on the list when he hasn't.
Who put it? Somebody called in and put him on the list?
No, yeah, Hugh Douglas did.
Boy,
Hugh Douglas has him in his top 10.
Boy, he's clueless.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WIP. Okay, let's go to Bernie. Bernie, you're on WIP.
Howard.
Down in Brigantine. Are you on the beach, Bernie?
You know it. You know it, my man. It's Bernie Dillon. How are you, man?
Oh, Bernie. Hey.
How you been?
Bernie Dillon. Hey, let me give people a point of reference to Bernie Dillon. Bernie Dillon, years and years ago, worked for an awful owner of a hotel, but it was a fine, fine hotel, Trump Plaza. You know, now I got into political, but he was an awful owner. Forget about what he is doing now. But nonetheless, those were the days. They put on the heavyweight fights at the Atlantic City's Convention Hall. All those Tyson fights. That's when boxing was just unbelievable. The heavyweight division was great. Yeah. So Bernie was the brains behind putting all that stuff together. I'm probably giving you too much credit, Bernie, but
I would agree with that because we had Merv, not only Mr. Trump, but it was also Mark Geddes was a big part of that.
Steve Mark Geddes, what a great, a great, great guy. And he passed away, obviously, in the helicopter crash. And I think at the Hard Rock, isn't the arena still named the Geddes Arena?
It sure is.
Yep.
Mark Geddes. You can call him the brains and me the legs of all those shows.
Okay. But Mark was, I became friends with Mark too. Mark, what a great guy. Yeah. What a great guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, that was the late 90s and early, I'm sorry, late 80s, early 90s. And it was a heyday of boxing and really entertainment, sports, and everything in Atlantic City.
Yeah, he was the planner for the, what was the Taj Mahal. Wasn't he the big planner to kind of get that hotel rolling?
And then he had left Trump Plaza basically and become the president of the Trump Taj Mahal pre-opening. And he obviously the helicopter crash before we got that open. And
wow, we're going through some history here. That's kind of interesting history too.
But then,
how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm actually. You know, speaking of the Geddes Arena, I've got a new product coming to town. It's called World Championship Sumo. It's at the Geddes Arena on June 15th, and I really
No punches thrown in that, right?
You know, it's an exciting sport, and I know I'm promoting it. I know I've got a lot of marketing behind it. But a guy named Noah Goldman contacted me about 3 years ago. He's the founder of World Championship Sumo. It's a wonderful sport. You know, we say it's in, you know, it's the WWE meets the UFC. We're kind of in the middle. You know, we've got a little bit of showmanship, but it's real and it's great. You know, it really lends itself to today's audience because we have as many as 42 matches in a night.
Let me ask you a question about sumo wrestling. Is there anybody less than 350 pounds?
Yes. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. Now, a lot of the guys are in that 350 to 400 range. However, we bring in a couple of guys. One of the guys who made it to the finals of our show two shows ago weighed 185 pounds. because he was quick, he was technical, and, you know, just, you know, it really adds a different element, and people can relate to his size. You know, they're looking, like, I remember my son looked at it and said, hey, that guy's as big as me. This is great.
How can he handle a guy 350 pounds?
Quickness, technical, you know, abilities, things like that. And, you know, a lot of it's balance. You know, you can get, once you get 300 and 400 pound guys moving in a certain direction, you know, if you have the balance, you can get them off balance. And, you know, we call it Sumo 2.0 because we've developed a tournament format that is really pretty cool. It's fast. It lends itself to sports betting, which we're in a lot of states throughout the country already. And, you know, we've got this event coming June 15th, and it's, please come down to it. It's at the Edis Arena at Hard Rock Live, and it's a lot of fun. It's family friendly. We're not expensive. And looking forward to
It's good to bring up Mark Edis's name too, because what a wonderful, wonderful guy. And I became friends with him, and it was years ago. But I'm glad that the arena hasn't gone to the point of trying to find somebody to buy the name to put their name up, because Mark Edis's name should always be on that arena.
And the guys at Hard Rock, Jim Allen, who is the chairman of Hard Rock these days, he is a former Trump employee from that era and worked with Mark, worked with Steve Hyde. So he has made it a point with the Seminole Tribe to really keep that name intact.
And, yeah, well, that name's got to stick. That name's got to, Bernie, if that's the last thing you do, you could just make sure they never change that.
I'm trying. Believe me, I'm
and
trying.
Good luck. Good luck with the event June 15th at the Hard Rock. That's great.
Oh, I just have to bring up one quick thing. I hear you have a little wrestling in your past history too.
There's something called
Victor the Wrestling Bear a few years ago.
All right, now I'm going to correct you. I didn't. That was Jim O'Brien. Believe it or not, Jim O'Brien.
Oh my gosh.
The guy from Channel 6. I mud wrestled at the Spectrum. And I won two professional women mud wrestlers after a Sixers game. Pat Williams had this event, and I mud wrestled after the game. Well, but I won.
I've been listening for a little while. And that, you know, the NBA has come a long way since those days, remember?
Yeah, yes, it sure has. Hey, Bernie, it's nice hearing from you.
Howard, you take care of yourself, my old friend.
All right, take care.
Be well. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. As he's basks in the sunshine on the beach in Brigantine, New Jersey. 215-592-9494. Well, just thinking about being on the beach, I tell you, that's what this weekend is. But you just want to relax this weekend, just have a good time. But the time, I mud wrestled. Yeah, that's part of my past. Boy, some of those, I can't believe that you, Douglas, put Saquon Barkley on the top 10. He's not even, there's been, I have an idea here on what should win the $100 gift certificate. We'll get to that. We'll get to more of those. The time now is 9:23. If everybody had a nose across the USA, then everybody like California. You'd see them wearing big back then, but it was always great. In the summertime. 94 WIP. A birthday today from a former head coach. We'll get to the honesty that used to be with head coaches, regardless of the managers, regardless of the sport, that doesn't quite exist that much anymore. All right, let's go to Rob in Overbrook. Rob, you're on WIP.
Okay, what's going on?
You tell me.
Don't ever take another Saturday off, King. Please, don't do that to me. Or at least give me time enough to hang myself. Jody, you know, he talks for a whole 2 hours.
Hey, okay, you know what? Hey, listen, I had off. And last week was, last week was the fact that I was off because of a great thing that is done by the Eagles and participated by so many people in our area, and help from people, and you know, raised a lot of money for a great cause. So
I understand. I'm just pulling your leg. But anyway, as far as that top 10 list, you know what? This guy, I got to do some host-on-host crime. Jack Fritz. He has his head so far up Bryce Harper's butt. He has a pulley not to go to bathroom.
I know, because Bryce Harper said hello to him.
Oh, my God. I mean, if he had to choose...
Hey, listen, when you're early in your career and those things happen, you kind of... You lose sight of reality.
Yeah, he definitely lost sight of reality.
Well, you know, Bryce Harper, he's a terrific player. But it wasn't just him that voted him. I guess on the fans poll, voted him number one? He can't be number one.
They don't have any clue. They don't have a clue.
No.
You know, because, I mean, on that list, on his list, it was mostly, he was like with five or six Phillies on there, so they're the best players in the city. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, you know, it's Wheeler, you know, you're a prisoner of the moment too, and the moment right now is baseball. So you're a prisoner of the moment, and there's some really good Phillies players on there, but Trey Turner shouldn't be on there. Obviously, shouldn't be on there. He hasn't played, he hasn't done enough here since he's come here, which is that is totally ridiculous. You know, some of the others.
Joel Embiid. I mean, your son, listen to your son. He said, well, he should be on it because he shoots threes, a seven-footer.
I don't know if that he did. Is that what he said? Well, that's ridiculous.
Yes, he said.
Well, so does Jokic when it's warranted in a game. All right, I'm going to ask this question. In the playoffs, and it's in the playoffs, who would you rather have on your team? The Joker, Jokic, Luka or Embiid?
Probably Luka, because he can do a couple more things than Joker can.
But you wouldn't be. And who would be third on that list?
Embiid would be third.
Okay. You'd probably find other players you'd rather have in the playoffs, too.
I'd rather have somebody else than Embiid. The guy. He's just not.
You'd probably rather have Seth Curry than Embiid, too, right?
Yeah,
he's not in the playoffs because that team's just not good enough right now.
Yeah. But real quick, you know, I hear a lot of Michael Jordan love, and, you know, he's in my top five, but he's not the greatest player I've seen in my lifetime.
Who's that?
Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, yeah, I was a kid, but, Wilt was amazing. But Michael Jordan won six championships, that was it. I had to put him number one, and then Wilt's number two. LeBron James isn't even in the top five. I am so sick and tired of LeBron James, you know, dictating that his son gets drafted and he's got to play with his son and he's got to do this. He couldn't even start on a bad USC team this year in college basketball. And this is just out of control now with LeBron James.
I got to defend him a little bit, you know, because beyond the basketball, he's a great individual as far as putting those kids through college, and he's never had a scandal. Married to the same woman, he loves. You know, you have to admire.
You know
that.
What we're talking about him as a basketball player, and he's great, but he's not in the top five all time. He's not.
Oh, no,
he's just not.
He's in the top 10. But if you're going to say Michael's number one because of six championships, Robert Horry won seven. So you can't go by championships all the time.
Well, it was a total body of work. Michael Jordan did things that we never saw before. Yeah, we can debate
true.
That. All right, so what's your worst, to try to win the $100 gift certificate, the worst opinion of somebody trying to put either in their positioning or in the top 10 or 11?
Well, how about somebody that they didn't mention? For me, Tyrese Maxey should have been in the top 10, man.
He is. Well, he is in the top 10.
I don't know. I think Jack and them, they got so many baseball players, there's no room for nobody else. I mean,
well, I don't know. I don't pay attention to Jack.
Well, and Jalen Hurts, you know, why is he getting so much hate? I mean, I read somewhere that the guy said at the Eagles practice, oh, Kenny Pickett looks better than Jalen Hurts.
Well, who said that? Who said that?
It was online. I read it online. It was somebody, one of the reporters that was there at the
Well, that's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. Yeah, you know. I mean, it's
Kenny
just,
Pickett looks like, you know, he's on top. He's, you know, hitting every receiver. Kenny Pickett's the man.
Okay. It's a joke. It really is a joke. All right. Hey, have a great holiday. Hey, what are you doing this holiday weekend? Anything?
Probably feeding homeless people this weekend.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, gee.
I got a nonprofit. I feed homeless people. I give out clothing. I give out hand warmers in the winter. I give out water.
I didn't expect that answer, but that's a good answer. It's a good answer.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rob, have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Rob in Vineland. Rob, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning. Howard, I wanted to know what you think the Phillies are going to do when Turner comes back, because Sosa's been playing so well.
Sosa's a part-time player. Let's be honest with that. I don't know. You know, defensively, you're better now without Turner. But Turner's got to be in the lineup. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But What are you going to do with Sosa?
He's going to play periodically like he did before.
Can he play center field instead of Rojas?
No, that's not going to happen. No.
Yeah, okay. Now, I've been disappointed with Rojas this year.
Well, the thing is, you got to figure out a Pache you can't send down.
Right,
because
he's out of options.
You can send Rojas, and Cody Clemens has done a nice job offensively.
Who's going to send down, Rojas or Clemens? I'm going to send Rojas down.
Yeah, I would send Rojas down.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I would do too. I would send Rojas down. And then you got to fit. And Trey Turner's got to play better than he's played since he's come here. Trey Turner is a wonderful human being and a person, but he's not played to the expectations that people have expected. He was never a good defensive player. He's average at best, but he's got to do more offensively, which he really hasn't done here. Yeah, he really hasn't done.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Howard. You have a good weekend.
All right. You too. I just got a text from, and I don't know what he means by this. You better pay attention to me. Why, on his top 10 list, his top 20 list, I think he had Trey Turner in the top 10. Trey Turner is nowhere in the top 10, and Bryce Harper is not number one. So that's two demerits. That's two demerits against Jack Baseball Fritz. No, come on. You'd think he'd know more about baseball, but apparently he doesn't. When you're a dope, you're a dope. I mean, what can I tell you? All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come up with the worst opinion in this top 10 or top 11 or whatever the hell you want to call it. We're going to come up with the worst opinion. And then the other thing, today or yesterday was the birthday of Jim Morris Sr. And people remember him as a coach. One of the last of a coach that was outspoken, which we're never going to get that anymore. Unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to get that anymore. And he said some great things. He ripped his team. And in another comment, I found he's ripped the media. And sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to, if you feel it, you got to say it. And we're going to deal with that. And we do have some open lines if you'd like to get through, especially to try to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. You know, I think people, you don't have to agree with me. The weak link from the Phillies is the back end of their bullpen, and they're going to have to do something about that. And I suspect that Dave Dombrowski will. He doesn't want to trade young players, but he might have to. If you're going to have a shot to win a World Series and the back end of your bullpen is, and you got to say it is an issue, you're going to have to do something. And you might have to trade one of those young players away and that's his history. Is to play for now. And right now, you got to play for now. And we'll talk about that when we come back. 215-592-9494. And your chance to qualify to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's with the worst opinion on positioning of a top 10 or 11, whatever you want to call it, or entrance into a top 10 or 11. I'm Howard Eskin. Time now is 9:41. Most important thing is people have to stay safe on the roads. Even if the kids are screaming in the back of the car, you just maintain your cool. That happens. Just tell the kids they're going to get a lot of good junk food over the next few days if you're traveling with them. Phillies lose last night. They play again tonight at 9 o'clock in Colorado. They're not scoring a lot of runs lately. But that's not the problem. I mean, that's not an issue. Their pitching is so good. Their starting pitching is good. But the weak link in the Phillies, as we've seen, is that back end of the bullpen. I mean, they're a really good team, obviously. But you don't want that to be the thing that bites you in the rear end when you play a big game. This top 10 or top 11, there's been so much ridiculousness with that, and we've talked about that. People got excited with seeing Jalen run around left end. I can't believe they got as excited as they did. And we're in a holiday weekend, and we're trying to give away a $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. We're not trying. We will. Three great locations right now, more to come in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. We can do that with the worst opinions that people have had. You know, as I said, and I played some things in the first hour of the show, Jim Moore Sr. was a good football coach. I knew Jim from the days he coached, was the head coach of the Stars, the USFL team here in Philadelphia. And then he coached in the NFL. And he was very outspoken, which was good in a lot of different ways. We don't have that anymore, but it's his birthday. The reason I mention it, either yesterday or today, was his 89th birthday. Happy birthday, Jim Moore Sr. And not only did he get on his team, he got on the media. Found a clip where obviously there was a question about what was going on, and he addressed it. And let's hear from Jim Moore Sr. before we get back to the phones.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked, or the second half. We just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. Horse. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
Okay. He was not happy with his team, but there at another game, he was not happy with a media question.
You don't know when it's good or bad. You really don't know. Because you don't know what we're trying to do. You guys don't look at the films. You don't know what happened. You really don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. And you never will.
Can you imagine a coach saying that? And every once in a while. See, but he's not ripping his team. He's ripping the media. So that's why he would do that. All right, let's go back to the phones and Mark. Okay, I'm just trying to find the name here. Okay, Mark, you're
Howard. Good morning.
Hey, morning.
Howard, number one, just a couple things. LeBron, not top five, top 10, yes. Top five, 10. No.
Top 10 for sure, yeah.
Not close. I mean, I wouldn't take him over. Bird, Kobe, Magic, Kareem, Wilt, Bill Russell, Jordan, I could go on and on. Number two.
LaFraud is certainly not top 10. And I'm so sick and tired of now. Bronny, where's Bronny going to get drafted? Bronny stinks. He shouldn't even be drafted. You know,
should even be discussing him. Why does he even enter the discussion?
People say, well, wherever he goes, that's where LaFraud's going to play. Like, who cares? He's 40 years old, and he wants a max contract, $160 million for 3 years for a 40-year-old. Are you kidding
me? Well, Joe Giglio wants LeBron here. Is he crazy?
Joe's out of touch. He's temporarily insane.
That's ridiculous.
He's temporarily
Anyway, the Phillies. I called about the Phillies. I agree with you, the back end of the bullpen, and there's no doubt they'll get a guy back there. You have to.
Dombrowski's going to make a trade for
sure. Absolutely.
He's a smart trade. He's not like the guy from the Sixers who's clueless.
Oh, no. Dave Dombrowski's a phenomenal baseball executive.
Very sharp baseball guy, for sure.
He is. I mean, look at his track record. There is one other weakness with this team that I'm seeing, and it's in the outfield. You have your outfielders offensively, Brad Marsh, Castellanos, Rojas, and Pache when he plays. They're not giving you anything offensively. Their batting averages are low.
Castellanos had a home run last night. But, he's inconsistent offensively. Brad Marsh is okay. I mean, he's okay for what he does. He's okay.
I think if you can get a back-end bullpen guy and a center fielder or a left fielder with some pop, I think this team
you don't need
will
pop
not
anymore.
Lose.
They have plenty of home runs. They need players that make contact. They need
I agree. Yeah, they need a guy that can hit for average, no question about it.
Yeah, they need guys to move runners around and put drive in runs without a home run.
I mean, the biggest
but that's
problem
not
with
their
the
issue.
Phillies.
Their issue right now is the back end of the bullpen. They can live with the other part of it.
What are they doing better compared to last year? They're not chasing as many bad pitches. They're being more selective at the plate.
Yep,
they do swing through a lot of pitches, but they're being more selective, and their offense has been better. Trey Turner's been better, too, this year. I mean, before he got hurt, he was batting like .340. So...
Well, yeah, but I think it dropped down before he got hurt. I think he's over 300.
He's over I know he's way over 300.
Yeah, I'm not sure. All right, I can check that. Well, whatever. Whatever. I mean, Trey Turner needs to hit to be effective because his defense is just going to be okay.
Yeah, and I think he will. I think he will hit. Sosa is not an everyday player.
He's
played
using
well.
You know, they have to use him more now, obviously, but... because of the injuries.
Yeah, but that's it, Howard. I agree with you on the
back
end.
What do you think was one of the worst opinions for the top 10 or 11, you know, everybody's got, whether it's 10 or 11, that was rolled out there this week?
Opinions that were rolled out for the top 10 players in Philadelphia?
Yeah, if you don't have one, that's fine.
Joel Embiid is not. He is not top five, is not even close to it.
Man, my son had him number one.
That's ridiculous. You know, can I just say this real quick, Howard?
Yeah.
You look at the guys playing now in the Final Four in the NBA. And Embiid's has never sniffed that. And
here's what I see with these teams. They play hard throughout. They're not at the level. They're not as good as Indiana right now. Now, Indiana's probably not going to have Halliburton today, who the Sixers should have had, but that idiot that's making the decisions decided he'd rather have Harden. So don't even get me started on that.
Ridiculous.
But no, there's so many players I take above Joel Embiid right now in the playoffs. It's in the three that
we'll
come
see.
To mind is Luka. Man,
you know
that,
what?
That guy, it's Luka, the Joker, are certainly ahead of him. I take Steph Curry, and he's not in the playoffs, but for the playoffs I would take. It's just there's so many other players I would take.
But you know what nobody talks about with Embiid? Everybody talks about what he averages scoring. Defensively, he doesn't move. You
no,
can
he,
pick
he
and roll him all
no,
day.
He's not fluid. All right, I got a roll, but I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Have a great holiday weekend. Be safe. All right, Dan. You know what? You know where I'm coming from, but go ahead, make the call, and then I'll dispute it if I have to.
Well, really quick, I just want to clarify for anyone confused. Brad Marsh was the Flyer from the 80s. Brandon Marsh is the current Philly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Our winner today is going to be...
Yeah, I missed what he said. Yeah, right.
Our winner today is going to be Gary in Vineland, who correctly called out Elliot for putting
on,
a...
Hold on. See, I'm allowed to throw up a challenge flag, all right?
Sure.
So I'm going to challenge that.
Okay.
Here's why I'm going to challenge that, for a couple of reasons. That was Elliot Shore Parks.
Elliot Snore Parks, I'm calling.
I mean, Elliot Shore Parks. That was a Freudian slip. Elliot Shore Parks just wants attention. So he threw in a 14-year-old soccer player. But that, I'm not going to give him the attention. I'm going to pass on that, because that was a bad opinion. But maybe even worse was my son with Joel Embiid number one. Joel Embiid number one? Number one? He doesn't even play half a season. He doesn't even play enough, because he can shoot a three and he's 7'2". Now, you won't be mad at me, will you, Dan?
No, I mean, it's your show. You're allowed to throw up the challenge flag whenever you want.
We're doing this together. So I just, you know, we're a team, all right?
Understood.
Okay. So we're a team. So every once in a while, I throw up a challenge flag. Joel Embiid, number one, is the worst opinion I have ever heard with that top 10 or top 11. So, John, where was John from?
I can go back and figure it out, but John's the winner.
Okay, so John will be the winner. Now, Gary, we'll give him some more attention in the following weeks, so I don't give Elliot attention, because that's what he wants. It was just
Gary with a winning answer, but it's an Elliot thing.
Yeah, it's probably an Elliot thing. But so the winning answer, as far as my challenge flag will throw up, will be my son making Embiid number one. All right, but I appreciate it. But Dan, don't be mad at me. All right, don't be mad.
I'll allow it.
Okay. All right. And then John wins the gift certificate to McGrath. You know what I'm going to do? Because last week, John is the winner. All right. I'm going to figure out something. Keep Gary's information. I'm going to figure out something for Gary. Maybe I'll give him a half of a gift certificate to McGurk's.
You should get him a trip to the Playboy Hotel.
And that was my son's holiday weekend memory. That I did. Playboy Hotel was just a name only. There weren't Playboy bunnies, and Hugh Hefner wasn't there. It was just happened to be a popular hotel down there in Atlantic City. All right. Is it Macnell and Sielski next?
No, it is Mike and Jody next.
Mike and Jody. Okay. So Mike and Jody are next. Everybody have a great and a safe holiday weekend. And happy birthday, Jim Morris Sr. And man, we need more of your kind of energy after a game. And you call out who you'll want to call out. All right, everybody have a great weekend. And thanks to Dan Wilson. Thanks, Dan. WIP Sports Time 957.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.